Do you know where my keys are?
No. Why don't you always put them in the same place? And did you send your brother a birthday card?
Oh, no.
But he's your brother.
I know he's my brother, but I'm always forgetting. You know what I'm like.
I wonder if that's familiar to you. We all seem to have trouble remembering things, don't we? I wonder what you forget. We had a classic from a friend of ours. He had a phone call and the caller said, "Please can I speak to Deborah?" And he said, "Sorry, you must have the wrong number. There's no Deborah here." And he put the phone down. And then he remembered, "Oops, I have a daughter called Deborah." Well, the great thing is that God is very good at remembering. And in the Old Testament, what God wanted his people to remember important things. For example, they had to remember the Lord's name. They had to remember to keep the Sabbath. And they had to keep remembering the miraculous escape from slavery in Egypt. You see, when the people of Israel, God's chosen people, were in Egypt under Pharaoh, they were treated very harshly as slaves. Moses became the spokesperson for the people, and he kept asking Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go. But although Pharaoh promised to let the people go, every time there was a plague, and there were many, including frogs and flies and locusts, Pharaoh would then change his mind and refuse to let the people of Israel go. Finally, God said to Moses, "This time Pharaoh will let you go, but do as I command." Every household had to take a male-year-old lamb, absolutely pure, and kill the lamb on a particular night. They had to put some of the lamb's blood on the doorposts of the house. And then they would eat the rest of the lamb roasted with unleavened bread and herbs. And they had to be dressed in their travelling clothes. God said, "This is the Lord's Passover. For on this night God passed through the land of Egypt, and all the firstborn of man and beast died, but not when God saw the blood on the houses. He passed over them, and they were saved." This time Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Take your flocks and your herds and be gone. Go and serve your God, but bless me also." So the people of Israel escaped from Egypt. God commanded them never to forget and to celebrate the Passover every year. Sacrifice, of course, had been a long-established tradition and played a covenantal agreement. It played a part in that. It played a major part in the Passover, with that carefully chosen lamb providing the blood to be splashed on the doorposts. This provided protection and salvation for the people. The lamb had to be perfect, which links to the suffering servant that Isaiah tells us about. God wanted his people to remember that they had been rescued from Egypt. It was the blood on the doorpost that had identified them as God's people. Blood was a symbol of God's act of saving and protecting his people. Many centuries later, Jesus gave his followers two symbols that would help them to remember his death. Let's listen now to the Bible reading.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, beginning to read at verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfilment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this.
Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples, and in the midst of this celebration, while eating unleavened bread, he foretells his death again. He takes the bread. If you have some, please hold it and tear it in two. Look at the jagged edges of the bread. Jesus' body was torn like this. It was a cruel death. And our sins caused this pain. Then Jesus took a cup of wine. If you've got wine or grape juice, just have a look at it. In the midst of this celebration, Jesus was telling them that his blood was going to be shed. Can you imagine how he felt at that moment? But through it, God makes his new agreement with me and you, his followers. Jesus' blood was poured out, just as the blood of the Lamb was splashed out on the doorpost, which protected God's people in Egypt. Jesus' death matters. It's the most important event in all history. He took on himself my sin, your sin, all our wrong actions, thoughts upon himself, taking our punishment that we might have life and never die. Have you accepted his gift of everlasting life? Because when we do, he says, today you will have life and life eternal, life forever, life that no longer fears death. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus freely offers his gift to you and to me. And for all of us who are followers of Jesus, we must remember, as he commanded us to remember, that his body and his blood was given for you, for me, for all people in all the world. Amen.